The title of this little article is Last Resort. My marriage was taking on water and sinking fast, but I was having too much fun to realize it. Arguments between my wife and me were becoming more frequent, but in my alcoholic haze, I couldn't understand why she was unhappy. I made excellent money and provided all the material things she and our two little girls could want. But I refused to see that what they wanted was to have their daddy home and sober. Nevertheless, the day finally came when I had to change my ways. I was scheduled to be in San Francisco on a certain date, and my wife agreed to meet me there. We discussed looking for another house in Marin County, an area across the Golden Gate Bridge that we lived in before and both loved. I told her that this would be the beginning of a whole new life. But when we met at the hotel, her first words to me were, "Don't cash any checks. I've closed the accounts, put everything in a different bank, and I'm getting a divorce." Then she proceeded to explain that she had used the power of attorney that I had given her while I was in the Navy during World War II. She had signed both cars, the title to the house, and all of our financial holdings over to herself. My remaining possessions were my clothes and my fiddle. I had been drinking all day, which was the usual thing for me, and my immediate reaction was relief. I would no longer be bothered by a nagging wife. A normal, sane, sober person would have taken immediate steps to try to save his marriage. But the insanity of alcoholism propelled me into a wild, drunken escapade to celebrate my newly acquired freedom. That was the beginning of a roller coaster ride that took me from a successful, high-paying profession down to living on the streets. This transaction took about 6 years and involved all kinds of jobs all over the country until I eventually became unemployable. Finally, in October 1958, I stumbled into a sleazy bar in a city that remains a mystery to me. Seriously sick, hungover, shaking and shivering, I asked a couple of guys in there if they'd buy me a drink. They agreed, if I'd sit down and play cards with them. I was handed the cards to shuffle and promptly dropped them on the floor. I sat there looking at my hands, and all I could think was that I had been a violinist, and now I couldn't even hold a pack of cards. A bottle of beer was placed in front of me, and I wanted it so badly. I needed it, or I'd die. I reached for it, but suddenly it was as if a giant hand took my arm and stopped it. I couldn't touch that bottle. Somehow I left the place and found my way to my mother's home in Massachusetts. She was the only person in the world who still prayed for me and cared about me. After a few days in bed fighting delirium tremens, on October 19, 1958, I attended my first AA meeting. There I heard the words that gave me hope and inspiration and resulted in a whole new lifetime, 50 years of sobriety. At that first meeting, I learned about alcoholism, that my body could not tolerate alcohol, and that I could not safely take any into my system. They told me that all I had to do was stay away from one drink for one day and learn to live one day at a time. Most importantly, they told me that I was not alone and would not have to do this by myself. It was impressed upon me that I must turn my life and my will over to the care of God. I was told to get down on my knees every morning and ask God to help me to get through the day without taking a drink. And if this was successful, before I went to bed, to get down on my knees again and thank Him. At first I didn't want to do this because I thought that God was part of the conspiracy against me, and I didn't think He'd do anything good for me. But about that time, I was willing to do anything that would change my life and bring me back from the hell I had descended into. In a short time, dramatic changes began to occur in my life. Things kept getting better and better, making me aware that God really does answer prayer. I have practiced this principle every day since. In fact, I have applied it to every problem and facet of my life. It is stressed that we strive for spiritual growth. Today, I have a close relationship with God. He is my friend, always there for me, ready to help me and provide everything I need. As a result, I have had a fruitful and happy life, a wonderful life, ever since that very first meeting. For 43 wonderful years, I was married to a lovely woman who became my best friend and supported me in the AA program. She was taken up to be with the Lord 3 years ago. I'd always wanted a son, and she gave me a fine son, of whom I am very proud. There is no way that I can ever repay AA for what I have been given. But my hope is that at 88 years old, I still have a few years left to tell others about AA and to help other suffering alcoholics achieve the happiness and peace that I have been blessed to receive.